Welcome to this new edition of Dognostics Podcast, where two ladies and a couple of dogs all hang out and geek out regarding dogs, dog behavior, pet care, and anything else pet professional. Take time for you, getting over the good old day syndrome. Two of the most important skills that we have are the ability to adapt and be flexible. So adaptability and flexibility. And some people mistakenly think that the ability to change according to the needs of a situation or a willingness to compromise show a weakness or a lack of conviction. And in reality, the ability to compromise, which means to adapt to change and still thrive, are absolutely key to success in a fast-paced workplace or in the current environment we're in now, where we're going through the coronavirus pandemic and everything is changing at an amazing pace. Change can be scary, but if we can learn to adapt and flex as needed, then we will get through it in a much better state of mind and health. So we have to get over the good old day syndrome. Things like, but that's how we've always done it, or things were better back when we, or even when people speak about the good old days, I look back to my parents and my grandparents and I think, well, what was good about the good old days? My mother was raised during the war where she was being bombed regularly on rations. And my grandparents worked so hard, their hands were calloused and way too old before their time because life was hard. So don't fall prey to the good old day syndrome where we look back at the past and believe that everything was better, because more often than not, it was not. And most of us are mentally, financially, and emotionally better off than our parents. And our parents are better off than their parents because that's how it works, this process of evolution. If you think like this, if you think, well, you know, way back when, it can pose a serious obstacle to your ability to change. And if we are convinced that the good old days were the best, then we're very unlikely to want to embark on trying new things or giving them a fair try or a fair shake. So when you find yourself thinking back to, I remember when, or it's always been done like that, or things were better back then, you have to give yourself a little bit of a reality check and ask yourself if things were really as good as you remember. Because most of us tend to romanticize the past. So we have to be honest with ourselves and try to think about in those good old days what kind of obstacles and problems and difficulties we had. Because there were lots. One of the most common situations in which we'll need to change or adapt is when we're looking at how we approach things, when we're looking at the processes that we use within our work environments, when we look at how we deliver customer service. And we have to start thinking of new ways to do this so that we can either differentiate ourselves from our competition, or we can make it easier for our clients to reach us and or interface with us so that our service delivery is really effective. So we have to look at adapting new processes. We have to look at learning new ways of doing things. And we have to demonstrate an ability to be able to adapt and move through changing circumstances. And that often means learning new skills and working with others. In our environment, and particularly if you're in a supervisory or leadership role, you need to showcase that you are worth your weight in adaptability. And studies show that people who are highly adaptable are often more highly valued, even if other people have a higher level of skill. There's nothing that's more obstructionist in an environment when you need to change. We all need to change. We need to change and adapt and move. I worked for a boss years ago that said that we need to make the elephant sing and dance, meaning that we need to just constantly be more flexible and be willing to adapt at a very short notice. And if we do that, then we're going to be looking over our shoulders at our competition and not watching their butts as they move ahead of us. So again, it's very difficult to take an organization through change when you have individuals in the organization that are not flexible or not adaptable and constantly go back to the, but it used to work, or we used to do it like this, or in the good old days. Because what they're actually telling you is that there is a level of resistance to helping to move the organization forwards. And when you're taking an organization through change, it's difficult enough to strategize and project manage and communicate effectively and keep everybody on board. It's even more difficult when individuals are purposely dragging their feet to prevent that movement forwards. And as a leader or a supervisor, it can be really hard on you. So I think as individuals as well, we have to look at ourselves and say that given the environment has changed, our behavior needs to change in response to those environmental changes. So how can we demonstrate that we are adaptable? How can we demonstrate that for our peers, for our industry, for our customers? How can we demonstrate that adaptability? So the first thing we can do is be really open to alternative solutions. So when somebody makes a suggestion or has an idea, be really open to exploring that. Sometimes when somebody makes a suggestion, we can immediately go, that's a fabulous idea. And then once we sort of drill down a bit more, we go, well, it's a kind of a good idea, but it's going to require far more effort than we will get impact. So therefore, it probably is not feasible. Other times somebody might give us an idea and we go, oh, yeah, kind of neutral on it. And you start to drill down and explore it and you think, well, hang on, there's a lot of possibilities here. And there are other times when somebody mentions something and you just think, well, that's just bloody stupid. But with a little bit of open-mindedness and a willingness to explore it, you realize that, yes, there are some merits to this idea. And that's what teamwork and brainstorming are all about. It's about when somebody mentions something or has a suggestion, you don't just discount it, that you give it the respect and the time to sort of delve into it. Because as individuals start delving and start contributing and making additions, sometimes these neutral ideas end up being absolutely fabulous. So be very open to alternative solutions. They may come to you through the industry, through educational webinars, through teams that you work on, through, you may even be one of those people that often has little flashes of ideas and then you push them away because you think, well, how can that possibly work? And yet you may be onto something really important. So also allow your own ideas to percolate, because often you can sort of take those ideas into something that can be actually objective and tangible and implemented. The other way that you can demonstrate your worth and your weight and adaptability is be flexible to take on new roles, even if that may stretch your skills. So in our industry right now, a lot of people are having to move their skills to virtual. And maybe what they're having to do is go from doing group classes to more private one-on-ones. And maybe that is something that they're not particularly comfortable with, and it's not something they necessarily have all the skills for. So that's gonna be a stretch, but adaptability and flexibility for survival, we need to then embrace the fact that we have to learn some new skills. And we can either run through that learning curve with a smile on our face, or we can get dragged through it with our feet first. And you're probably going to get to the other side, but the first way is going to be a lot more pleasant. So always be willing to help others generate solutions or plans. You know, you don't always have to be the one that comes up with a great idea. Sometimes other people have great ideas, and you might need to just be that coach or champion or cheerleader that helps that idea manifest itself into a proper solution. And be willing to accept the unexpected. You know, especially now, I mean, we're in April 2020 and you know, billions of people in this world are on lockdown, and many of us can't leave our homes, and our businesses have just come to a grinding stop. And we're worried about our relatives, and we're worried about the financial situation, and we're worried about whether our business is going to survive. Sometimes we have to just be willing to accept the unexpected. And once it hits us, then we say, okay, how do I thrive and survive this situation? And to do that, we've got to be able to keep calm, even when everything else around us is moving fast or it's particularly stressful. And you've got to demonstrate confidence in your ability to get the job done, even if you have to adapt or flex. Many of your clients that have probably already started courses with you or programs and may have already paid for them, they may be looking to hear from you in terms of, how are you going to now deliver the rest of the service product I purchased? Or are you going to give me a refund? So you've also got employees that are looking to you for direction in terms of, where do we go from here? You have your family that may be reliable on you for bringing in income to help your family unit survive. So with flexibility and adaptability and the ability to recognize that not everything is in your control, but you do have elements you can control, therefore focus on them. You've got to be able to keep calm even when everything around you is moving quickly and stressful. And you've got to be able to demonstrate confidence in your own ability to be able to, in an adaptive way, service and support your clients, support and help your employees, and most certainly support and help your family. So don't underestimate flexibility and adaptability and the importance that they have in successfully surviving times in your life when you have to literally change and adapt overnight. And let's move away from the good old days. We can all look back on previous experiences with fabulous memories, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the way it always has to be, nor does it mean that we're not going to also be able to generate fabulous memories in the future. Thanks for joining us this time around. If you want more information about Dognostics, you can visit www.dognosticseducation.com, and in particular, have a look at our monthly membership program. Only $20 a month, and you get a minimum of 8 different types of education through podcasts, webinars, business handouts, and support for you as a business professional.